Hi, Andrew. How are you? Yes, it was a great success. Really, everything went very smoothly, and there was a great setup there. Health check, screening on the way into the track for everyone. It worked very well, very efficiently, and yeah, there was just no problems. We had everyone was really good. Played along with what we asked in regards to social distancing. And the most important thing is we had some top-class horses on display and really good racing, beautiful ground. The track team did a fantastic job. Believe it or not, we've had a drought here in Ireland, so it's been very challenging to have the track in the place where they had it, and it was great. Great credit to them.
Were you nervous, or were you too busy to worry about things?
To be honest, I'm not trying. We had done one in March that went very well, and things were enhanced for this one. So I knew in March it went well. We had extra protocols in place for this one. We're all adults in an industry that we need to keep going. So everyone was going to come in and do what had to be done. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with at the end. So, no, it worked well. We were confident it would. I think if you hadn't done one behind closed doors, then I think you would be more nervous. But the fact that we had done one, it went well. We had more protocols in place. We were confident it would go well.
One aspect of UK and Irish racing across the world that we haven't seen in this country with our racing codes is the wearing of the masks by all of those involved. Of course, the riders, it's quite a striking thing. Some people watching might be concerned because it does give a very serious look to it, but that's part of the new norm, especially for now.
Well, what I did notice in the UK, everyone's wearing it. In Ireland, the guidance we got was if you're indoors, if someone is indoors all day working, so maybe like the jockeys, valets, clerk of the scales, that type of thing, if you're indoors, wear the mask. When you're out in the fresh air, you're okay. The jockeys, I suppose maybe because, you know, they are in a tight group in a race, obviously it's impossible to social distance, and that's I would imagine why the medical officer had them wearing masks, I would imagine. But the rest of us, when we were outside, we had masks, all our staff had masks, so if they were to be inside, they had a mask to put on. And then for outdoors in the fresh air, once you're keeping your 2 meter distance, then we were fine to be without them.
How did you think the track played, given it hasn't been used for racing for some time?
Oh, very good. We had some very good horses win the other day, Andrew. There was 2 2-year-olds. I'd imagine we'll go to Royal Ascot. Aiden had a half sister to Saxon Warrior by Warfront in the first race, and I don't know if you saw the race, but she looked a bit special.
Well, was that just coincidence? Were they horses that were needing a run, and you were the first meeting, so they chose your venue? Because as you say, you got a lot of attention from some of those high-class horses. Was it just a good timing as well for your track?
No, Nate would be known. Aiden or Jerry Lyons or Jim Bulger, Jessica Harrington, they're not afraid to bring a good two-year-old to Nate. The nickname Nate would have is the Nursery of Champions, both in our flat and National Hunt. We also run National Hunt, so trainers will bring young, good horses there. It's a very good galloping track. Our straight is very good. It's a stiff finish, so they will bring a good horse there. So we're delighted to see that continue.
We're chatting to Eamon McAvoy, Nace Racecourse Manager. Irish racing continues, of course, but the very first meeting at the start of the week to return racing in Ireland was at Nace. In the UK, Newcastle hosted the meeting to start them the other week, and they had, I think, another 3 meetings within the space of a week. But after you did such a great job with your opening meeting, you don't race again until, what, around the 20th? Is that right, or...?
Yeah, we're going again on the 20th, then the 24th, and then 4th of July. So, as I said, we would have we can have a certain number of meets per year. Some tracks have lost meetings. We're going to be able to run all our fixtures, so that's good. With the combination of flat and jumps, we can only race so many meets per year, and so during the winter months, we'll run less jump fixtures than we would flat because of, you know, generally wet conditions in the winter, and the track could only take so much.
Now, did any locals come to the front gate wondering why they couldn't attend because they heard the races were back on, or was everyone well and truly clear of what the rules were in the locality there?
No, everyone was clear. To be honest, there's been a lot of coverage of racing going behind closed doors. It would have been on the news the night before that it was a behind closed doors meeting, and we would have event parking look after our parking facility on the day, so we had people on gates. So gates were manned, and only people authorized to come in were got access.
Now, obviously, perhaps an unfair question, given I'm speaking from a country still with only a handful of cases daily across the whole nation of coronavirus, and we have had the industry pretty much racing straight through with the restrictions, but continued racing. So I guess for you, you've just returned, so it's that in itself is a major thing. So is it unfair to say, would you like to see some sort of crowds eventually? Because as you would be aware that just as we've been racing in this country, we've had situations where some race clubs have allowed people into function rooms away from the track itself, but high up in the stands, but allowing a few hundred people to attend and just sort of easing the toe in the water with some people attending. So is it unfair to ask you, you've just had the first meeting in Ireland at the start of the week, as to the chances of crowds down the track in any form or number?
The most important thing for me is we get the owners back. That's the foremost. Like, they're the backbone of all our industries and in all the countries. They're the money and support they put into this industry is fantastic. So they're the most important one to get back. After that, it all comes down to what the guidelines are on social distancing. You know, it's a matter of, you know, if we have facilities open and bars open and we have a certain number of people in, you just have to have extra people in monitoring that, the whole social distancing. It's fine if you're in a sitting capacity, but some tracks in Irish tracks, like we would have a good grandstand. We have an owner's facility, but right now we're using part of the grandstand restaurant as the jockeys' overflow room, as they can't be in the weigh room all day to give the valets protection. So it just becomes, you know, if you said to me there's 1,000 people coming to the next meeting, you'd be like, oh my God, where are we going to put them? You know, we'll work around it. Follow the guidelines, and hopefully we're on the right path where we'll have people in soon. But priority is the owners.
Yeah, yeah, well said.
Do you have public coming?
Well, no, you're right. In fact, in WA they had members and they had a ballot, and I think it was 300 were allowed, and those that were in the ballot or those that registered that missed out, they were then allowed for the next meeting and so on. Then we had a situation in Sydney, I think, where owners were allowed only. And what you make a very good point. It's all to do also with the, well, not luck of the draw, but when race courses were planned, sometimes the infrastructure was second to the track, and some of the great race courses of the world are in places like Ireland and the UK, but maybe the facilities are not like Wembley Stadium. So I think in some cases, the owners at some of the tracks or members were in areas in the race course where jockeys and trainers wouldn't even know when they were there, to a point they were high up and behind glass or in areas not anywhere near the horses. So as you say, it's one thing to be able to maybe have some people back on track, but you've got to have the areas where they can be social distancing and where they are. So that's a pleasant problem to encounter down the track when you get to that stage. But for now, the main thing is you're back racing, and it all looked to go well. It was great to have the coverage on our radio station, and I'm only disappointed that you had the honour of starting things off, and you don't get a meeting until another, you know, couple of weeks. But you'll eagerly await that.
Oh no, absolutely! And look, at the end of the day, the ground is the most important thing at any racetrack. So we don't mind being spaced out. Gives the track a chance to bounce back, and we give fresh ground the next day. Every day we race at night, we give a fresh strip of ground. So we don't mind the gaps here and there either to keep us going. But I'll tell you one thing I just loved, what I've noticed is, and I don't know if it's the same then with you guys, where we have, you know, we're gone behind closed doors. Everything is a disaster and everyone's, or not, sorry, before racing resumed, you're sitting there and everyone's worried, like the whole industry is worried, will we get going? And then, you know, we had a couple of listed races at the weekend and up pop new sponsors we've never had before, industry professionals in to sponsor races. I thought that was brilliant.
Really? That's a great sign. So,
a local vet practice, Anglesey Lodge, and a young man who started out Compass Stallions, Micheál or Andy, who started out Standing Stallions a few years ago, was not born into the business. Great guy. And our accountants come in and sponsored another race, you know, and that was just great to see, because you are struggling, you know, you haven't had any money in at all, and suddenly they bounce up and come in and sponsor. I thought that was a great touch, and same again for the next day, you know.
Well, that's great to see. Well, all the best to your next meeting, which is the 20th. It's the Polonia Stakes meeting, is that right?
In fact,
speaking of sponsors, I'm on your social media right now, Eamon. You've got a new sponsor for that as well, plus Vital. So there you go.
That's right, yeah. They're a great company. Yeah, no, it's been brilliant, you know, and they're so important to the game too. And it was just brilliant to see the industry one step up. And we have a couple of more hopefully coming in too. So it's great. And credit to the team at the track for going getting them, Jackie and Niamh, do all the social media stuff there as well. So it's great.
Terrific. Great to chat to you, Eamon. All the best. We'll check in with you. And thanks for having a chat to us.
Okay, great. Thank you.